they charge everybody for a space, which is a booth, and I think they fit like 170 artists out there. And they take the money and donate it to something involving Roswell. They helped build in Roswell. So it's very important to us.
Okay. Well, here you've avoided telling us about you
work
there.
No, it's been around since, I believe, 91. It's part of Roswell Area Park, and it's since been expanded. It has 5 classrooms, and we teach both kids' classes and adult classes, and we have a gallery. Right now we're putting up the show for the Roswell Fine Arts Alliance. And it's a great place. I mean, really, so many people go there and are just able to let it all out, do their project. We have the Roswell Clay Collective, which is a group of probably 50 artists or so, all of them enrolled in our clay program, who produce pieces, and they have a show. They have 2 shows every year, and now they're opening the clay shop out of so it's a great building. It's full of all the skylights and everything. That's perfect for an art center.
It has
too? Yes, we just opened a and it's only clay. It's all clay. It's just an amazing facility. It's like a ceramic person's dream. Half of the house is devoted to hand building. The other half is devoted to wheel work, each with its own kiln room. I mean, it's something great for Roswell. It'll hopefully be something that we come to be known for someday. So, and it's in a renovated house, actually. It's which at one time, it was somebody involved with a band or a group lived there. But I'm not going to remember the name of the group right now. I can't remember. They wrote some song while they were out there. It's like a 70s song or something. I didn't know the song. I can't remember the group right now.
We'll have to ask about that. Do the schools get involved in the activities?
There's an art, some sort of art show. This is my first year that I've been working at, and I haven't been in school. This is the first time I've been here at this particular time of year involved with. And so there's a reflections contest. And so it's like Mountain Park Elementary and I know Crab Apple Elementary, maybe Sweet Apple Elementary. And they bring their work into our art center and we judge it. And then they take it back to their buildings and have a show about it and everything. We also do a student show normally towards the end of the year. And, so students from all over can submit works. Chattahoochee does work, and all the different schools are invited to participate in that way.
Okay. That sounds like a real community center.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. It's, a great place for you to meet people, and on top of that, you're right next door to which has, your basketball and your dance and all those physical aspects as well. So it's a nice little area to work in. I enjoy it quite a bit.
Those sound like the sort of places that really make people feel at home here.
Yeah,
well.
I think that's probably, I've been hanging out at those places again since I was 8, and so I feel very much a part of Roswell because I know there's all these places I can go, and people are going to know my name, and I know that sounds very Cheers, but that's all right.
Well, is there anything else that you want to tell us about Roswell? It's not as though we're asking you to make a statement about the place, but we're just generally interested in the community and in your perspective about it. And here we've talked about a whole lot of things.
I think we've pretty much really covered everything that I think about. I clearly enjoy it quite a bit. It's a great community, and I love the park system. I can't talk enough about that, obviously. I think it's absolutely great town. And I think everything that's been done here is all been for the best, and a lot of good building and good people.
Okay. Well, you tell a different story than some people do about, you call Roswell a suburb of Atlanta, but mm-hmm. really sounds like it's less suburban, it's not sort of attached to a city.
Yeah.